Celebrities Flock to Nancy Pelosi's House Speaker Coronation. By Sean Moran on January 3, 2019. House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, invited numerous celebrities to the House gallery on Thursday to witness her become Speaker of the House. Along with nine of her grandchildren, Pelosi invited legendary crooner Tony Bennett, Grateful Dead drummer Mickey Hart, and television personality and fashion guru Tim Gunn to sit in the House gallery during the House's for Speaker. Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, Stephanie Chirac and Ellen Malcolm of Emily's List, as well as the presidents of Georgetown and Trinity Washington University, came to the Capitol building on Thursday. Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, also came to witness Pelosi assume the Speaker's gavel. Bennett also attended Pelosi's first swearing-in in 2007 as Speaker, along with actor Richard Grier. Bennett reportedly performed at a dinner on Wednesday night, according to Politico, which also featured former President Bill Clinton and failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Italian Ambassador Armando Verrocchio hosted the dinner at the Italian Embassy in Washington, D.C. Former Secretary of State John Kerry, California Lieutenant Gov. Elect Eleni Kounoulakis, and other luminaries attended the exclusive Wednesday dinner for Pelosi. Democrats retook control of the House of Representatives after the 2018 midterm elections. Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats pledged to protect Obamacare and its protections for pre-existing conditions. Progressive Democrats have pushed for climate change legislation and a single-payer Medicare for all government-run health care program. Pelosi, along with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, continued to fight with President Trump and congressional Republicans over the president's requested $5 billion in border wall funding. In an interview, Pelosi told a reporter that she will not provide any money for Trump's border wall. "No, no. Nothing for the wall," Pelosi said. Pelosi has continued to state that she can strike a deal with Trump to end the partial government shutdown, although she will not give Trump any increased border wall funding.